Tainas Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. So there's a whole sugi over here that the Gemara is trying to figure out what exactly the Isser Ruchita on a Tainas Tzibur. Now when it talks about Tainas Tzibur over here, it's really referring to the Tainas Tzibur from Geshamim, not the Tainas Tzibur about Shavasa B'Tamas. It's referring to Tainas Tzibur from Geshamim, that the ones, the special tiniest they made for Geshamim. So what's the Din Ruchita for that? What's the Din Ruchita for an Avel and during Shiva? And what's the Din of Ruchita on Tisha B'Av? That's what I was trying to figure out. So the Gemara begins that Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Afmar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Shehu Aser. So Kol Shehu Aser Mishum Avel, anything that has a connection to Avelos, could go in Tisha B'Av Be'Avel. Aser Ben B'Cham Ben Mitzaynin. You're not allowed to wash yourself whether in hot water and whether in cold water. But anything that the point of the Isser is not because of Avelos, but the point of the Isser is because of Tainug. To reduce Tainug, you should have Tsar because of the Tsara that the Tzibur is going through. You're going Tainus Tzibur. B'Cham and Aser B'Tzaynin Mutter. So again, Tainus Tzibur, when it says Tainus Tzibur over here, it means Tainus Tzibur for rain. And we're not sure exactly where Shavasa B'Tamas fits into this. Would it fit into the Tisha B'Av category or would it fit into the Tainas Tzibur category? That we don't know yet. We'll see soon. But for the Pasha reading Gemara, that's what it means. Tisha B'Av and Evel is Aser Ben B'Cham Ben Mitzaynin, and Tainas Tzibur is B'Cham and Aser B'Tzaynin Mutter. So Amar Avidi Barav and Afanam and Tanina, we have also a source for this in Elas Mechatzayis. They lock up the Mechatzayis. That Mechatzayis was hot water, so that sounds like the only Yisr is hot water. This is by Tainas Tzibur. So they only locked up the Mechatzayis for hot water. So Amar Abaye, Be'ibetzayin and Aser, what do you want it to say? How do you lock up cold water? You're going to stop up the rivers? Amar Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi, Abba Hacha Kasha, this was his Diyak. Mechti Tanan Aser Beruchitza. It says it's Aser Ruchitza. Why do you have to add the Noilin Aser Merchatzayis? We're saying that in order to actually say a heter, that the only Yisr is Chamin, and that's why Noilin Aser Merchatzayis B'tzayin Mutter, but it's Mutter B'tzayin. So I think Gemara goes through a whole big Arichas over here, and in the course of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara goes whether you're allowed to wash any part of your body on Tisha B'Av or on an Avel, Kol Gufay, what about Panav Yad V'Raglav, and etc. We all know Halacha L'Maisa on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to, being that there's an Isser Ruchitza, you're not allowed to wash even a finger, right? You're only allowed to wash up to your knuckles when you're doing for an Netilas Yadayim. But the Isser Ruchitza on Tisha B'Av really extends to the total body, whereas even B'tzaynan, whereas by Avel, there is no Isser of Panayad Viragla B'tzaynan. An Avel is allowed to wash his hands and his face with the B'tzaynan. So in the end of the day, the halachas aren't actually the same. So they end up being different. Tisha B'Av has the halacha that it's also total Ruchitza, like on Yom Kippur. Avel is Aser Ruchitzas Kol Gufay B'Chamin and B'Tzaynan, but he's allowed to wash his hands and his face with Tzaynan. And on a Tainas Tzibur, which means the Geshamim Tainas Tzibur, you're allowed to wash your whole body with Tzaynan. That remains the halach. So each one has its own specific halach. Now, what's the story with Shavasa B'Tamas? So take a look at Taisus. And Taisus says, yeah.
Are we referring to all the different Tanaisim?
Yeah, not just Shavasa B'Tamas. All the four Tanaisim, right. All the ones that accompany Tisha B'Av. Not Tainas Esther. With the exclusion of Tainus Esther. So Taisus says, "Dibre Maschav Kol, Kol Shu Mishum Tainig." But Achshav She'ena Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel, and now he's referring to Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that we hold Ain Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel El Tisha B'Av, only Tisha B'Av, and what that means Ain Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel El Tisha B'Av means that only Tisha B'Av has the chaimer of all of starting the night before. So you give Amud Aleph Taisus Dibre Maschav Kol Shu. Right, that he said that the Tainus Tzibur B'Av means that you don't start the only Tainus Tzibur that begins the day before and is Usher with all five Inuyim is Tisha B'Av, but all the other ones they only begin in the morning and they don't have all five Inuyim. That's Tisha B'Av alone. Mutar and Afilu B'Chamin, you're allowed to wash yourself even with hot water. Afilu B'Yud Zayin B'Tamiz B'Tzayim Gedali. So he says that it's not even like a Tainus Tzibur for Geshamim. It has absolutely no Isser Ruchitza at all, and you're allowed to wash yourself even with hot water on Shavasa B'Tamas and Tzayim Gedalia and Sar B'Tavis as well. Kach Pasak Rav Yah. So that's the way the Rav Yah paskins, and this is brought down in the Mardukhai. Rav Yael Aviv, and Rav Yael, who's the father of the Rav Yah stands for Rabbi Ram, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yael, Halevi. Hey is Halevi. So Rabbi Yael Aviv Asar Lurchoitz Bechamen. Rabbi Yael Aviv asked her to be Reichetz Bechamen. He asked her Rechitz Bechamen on Shabbat of the times. Why did Rabbi Yael Aviv ask her to be Reichetz Bechamen? So now we're going to have to figure out in the course of this discussion, number one, why did he ask to be Reichetz Bechamen? And number two, why Chamen and not everything? Because does he mean to differentiate between Chamen and Tzainan? Seems to differentiate between Chamen and Tzainan. And is there a reason to differentiate between Chamen and Tzainan? If you're going to ask the Rechitza on Shavasa B'Tamuz, does it make sense to make a difference between Chamen and Tzainan? So what's the pshat in this Rabbeinu Yoel? So you look at the Mardechai, he doesn't add that much. I'm not going to look it up. But one thing he does say, the Rav Yah didn't just say Misvara, that there shouldn't be any kind of Isser Rechitza on Shavasa B'Tamuz. He says, there's Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bey, says very clearly, there's no Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal. They didn't do Ne'ilas HaSandal. So if they don't do Ne'ilas HaSandal, why would you do Rechitza? Either all five or nothing. I mean, Achila Shtiyah, but other than Achila Shtiyah, it's either you do all five or you don't do all five. And clearly it was Mefurish, the Tanah, the Amoraim, wore their sandalim on Shavasa B'Tamuz. So where would you be coming to ask Rechitza? Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yoel still asked Rechitza. So not only did he make this interesting addition to the Isser of Shavasa B'Tamuz, he also made a very interesting distinction that he didn't ask for Ne'ilas HaSandal and he did ask for Rechitza, which needs to be understood. Oh, you have this. Shas is full of that. Rabbi and Rishon Ben Gamliel, they have machlokes and the father and the son. It's talked about. And Hilchos Kibud Av Aim, why are you allowed to do that? But you are. Always do it respectfully. Okay, so take a look at the tour. We're looking at the tour here really to see the Beis Yosef, who quotes a Ran, who quotes a Ramban. So you're looking at the Beis Yosef as Beis, we agree the Torah. Torah says, Omiyu, Kulam, Mutarim, Ruchitza, Vesicha, Vedil, Sasan, Al Tashamita. So the other Tanesim is referring to Shavasa Batamas, Sar Batavis. Shem Gedalia, Armutta, Ruchitza, Sichan, Nil, Sasan, Al Tashamita, the other four Inuyim. The Vein Sarkla, Hafzik, Ben Medyayim, and you don't have to begin earlier than the morning. Chutz, Vetishba, Vad, only Vetishba of itself is the one that you have to begin from the night before. Now, Zakta Beis Yosef Ois Beis. Mashik Kasev Omiyu Kula Mutarim Berchitza V'Sicha. Kasev Haran B'Perek Hamad Rosh Hashanah. So Haran in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah quotes Ramban. Mistabra, he says, the Kulu Arba Tzayim is Tainas Tziburhen. Really, all four fasts were Tainas Tzibur. And when we say Tainas Tzibur, it means everything. It means that you have to start the night before, it's a full 24-hour fast, and you have to do all four Inuyim. Tainas Tzibur means that. It includes everything. So really, all four Tzayim is Tainas Tziburhen. Neviim Gazru Isam, and it has a source in Neviim already, Cheskel and Yirmiyah. V'chol Chumrei Tainus Aleihem, and they have all the Chumras of a Tainus with all five. Asikim Behem by Yom, you have to begin by nightfall. V'asurim Berachitza Zichah V'Dil Sosan Al Tashamita Ketishabav. So why don't we do that? Ela Ha'idna, but nowadays even the Nagul Sosanus Behen. Really, ain't Tainus Tzibur b'Bavel. So you didn't really have to fast at all. But still, the minig continued to be that we do fast. We're Nagul Asanas Ben, but we're like Nagul B'Chumras Halalu. When Klal Yisrael accepted to continue with these fasts, even though ain't Tainus Tzibur b'Bavel, they accepted just to fast food-wise and not anything else. Mashma de Mikarachrat. So apparently, this is what they wanted to begin with. Lehasanis Bavat to only fast. Avaleiratu Linig Bais and Chumras. They didn't want to accept all the other Chumras. Vekiven de Hanu Baratu Talia, being that it's up to them, Harishus Biyadan. Aval Meikar Takana, but if you were to go back to the original Takana of these Tainasim, Vadis Rebukulam. So when the Nevi'im said to fast on these fasts, they so clearly wanted you to fast all the bells and whistles start from the nightfall and all five inuyim. But after nowadays that there's ain't time to rub above, so it's just a minig. Chal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. They only accepted achil and shtiyah, and they didn't accept all the other facets of the tainus. Because of Taisus Pesefer Kam the Tainias, the Shar Tainias Bar Mitishabab Mutaram Ruchitza full of Bachamin, and Kach Basa Grav Ya, Rabbeinu Yoel Avu also look at Bacham Mad Kant. So quotes our Taisus, Chengaz Ramordechai, because of Shame, Rav Ya, Shinago, Oilam, Heter Bedavar, Adkan, Bechena Minik Pashut. So the Beis Yosef says it's Pashut, the halach is like the Rav Ya, that there's no Isser to wash yourself, even with hot water, on Shavasa Batambos, and the four Tainias. So he quotes part of the Ran over here, the Ramban, that the Ramban says that these tainios were really stopped, and we just kind of took it on ourselves as a minig, and we only took on ourselves achila and shtiyah, we didn't take out the rest. But there's a little bit more to this Ramban. And the Ramban adds, and I believe it's quoted over here in the I think the Bach quotes it. Let me just see. Yeah, so look at the two, like three lines down from the top in the Bach. And the reason we don't have this minig, and they only wanted to fast. So here he has a very important thing. This is the Ramban has this. Bizman she'ein shmad ve'ein shalom. That's only when there's no shmad going on. Ve'ein shalom kumay ho'idna. The kivin the min hadin talu baratu v'loy ratu b'shalosh yatzam is kivin l'sanes b'vad. It was only up to them. Them came. Lefima shekasa rabbein. According to what the Torah says earlier, that kolshke b'daras halal she'ein shmad ve'ein shalom. There is shmad and there is no peace. Really, everybody now became obligated to fast meikra din in these tiniest. La b'ratu talin. It shouldn't be talin ratu. They should have the full halacha of a tiny sibur, a sorum brachitza, a hech kasav shuvu, miu mutarm brachitza. So, why is the Torah saying that it's mutter? So, the Ramban says that the only reason why we don't do the tiny sibur anymore is because we don't have the necessity to do it anymore, because it's not a zman shad, shmad. We're not trying to be, we're not being persecuted. But the Bach says we are being persecuted, so why didn't they reenact the tiny sibur with all its halachas? So he says, because he says that the Torah means, the Torah doesn't mean the passing of the Ramban. He tries to get out of the language, and basically he says we don't have this halacha. We're not machmer like this Ramban that bizman, when there is shmad, you go back to the full halacha of the Tainus Tiber. So, well, the point is like this. The point is that there is an argument to be made, which the Bach is saying, that according to the Ramban, who says that when it's a zman shmad, you really should go back to the original halacha, there's an argument to be made that really on Shabbat Sabbatimes, we should be starting from last night, and we should be doing the full five inuyim. And he just says that, the Ramban says that, the Ramban clearly holds like that, but the Torah, even though the Torah sounded like he held like the Ramban, we didn't read that word. He gets out of those words, and it doesn't really mean that. That's not what the Torah is trying to say. So that's why we don't do that. But we'll see soon that lehalacha, this is what the Rabbi Yael was warning. The Rabbi Yael was being chayshish for. He was being chayshish for the fact that it is his man shmat now, and therefore he wanted to institute some aspect of a tiny siwa. So here we go through. He goes through a little bit of arichas over here.
Where do we see that the Torah is holding like the Ramban?
I didn't read that part. It's a previous page. After I made the copies, I realized I should have made the previous page as well. So we're all suffering. Anyway. Now go all the way to the bottom of the Bach, the last paragraph. It says Amnam. So it says like this. Amnam, he says, Achshav loy re'inu mishen nohag lurchoitz b'sholosh tzoymes. Nowadays, I don't see anybody that would wash themselves on these three fasts. But also lahayr seter, and you're not allowed to allow anybody to wash themselves on these three fasts. Mishum al titoish, because it's a minig, and you're al titoish tarisim mecha. Ve'avagav devagoyis ashiri perakama the tainis kasav kain hu haminig the shorichim bela tainis. Even though the agoyis ashiri, which is what the Beis Yosef is coming off, says that we paskin like the Rav Yah, and you are allowed to wash yourself on these three fasts. The minig is not like that. So the Bach brings to our attention a minig. Doesn't say why, doesn't say where, doesn't say what the pshat this minig is. Probably some kind of a chumra we accepted on ourselves, like Rabbeinu Yoel, that we don't. The minig is to now accept Rabbeinu Yoel's pshat and not to wash ourselves on the shalosh tainis. So this is an interesting Bach. So it should only be b'cham. We'll see why. We still don't really know why there should be a difference between chamim and tainim. We'll see in a moment. That's the Bach. Now let's see a little what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Prisha said that's mutter. Yeah. No, it's not a Sephardi Ashkenazi thing. No, but other earlier Achronim bring down the Bach as well, as we'll see in a moment. The Teres Kenan brings down this Bach. Take a look. Take one. Thank you. So over here in Shulchan Aruch, so it says, Sif Beis, Tzaymis Halalu, Chutz Mitisha B'Av, Mutarim Berchita, Yosicha, V'Nilas Hasan, Lol Tasha Mita, V'Nitarach Lasik Ben Mejaim. So the Beis Yosef, true to form, says that these four tiniest, you are, except for Tisha B'Av, the three tiniest, you're allowed to wash yourself, you're allowed to Yosicha, V'Nilas Hasan, Tasha Mita, and you don't have to begin from the night before. Now, take a look at the Magen Avraham. Gimel. Matar Brachitza, he says, why? Lefi she'ein roi v'tzibur yuchaylam lamed ba. So he quotes the end of the Ran. The Ran says, he's continuing part of this Ramban. The Ramban said, really, b'zman hazed is man shmad, and we should institute the full, you know, chaymer of the Arba Tanyos. And he says, we didn't because ein roi v'tzibur yuchaylam lamed ba. So now we have a little bit of a, more of an understanding in the Rav Yah, again, in the Beni Yael, that that's where he's coming to differentiate between the different Inuyim. And he holds that Nilsa sandal, they didn't want to continue to answer because that's very difficult, especially in those days if they couldn't wear a sandal, they were at barefoot. And to go barefoot outside, that's a very, very difficult thing. But not to wash yourself for one day. You can handle it. You can handle not washing yourself for one day. That was the Yachalat Sibulamba. That's where the Radio was coming from. And that's the Pshat and the Bach as well, why there was a minig not to rechaz, because that much we say, look, that we could do. So that much we'll do. That's Pshat and that you did. But now the Magen Avraham, though, takes it, he's quoting a Shlah, and he's saying something different. The Shlah is saying really that he's going with this Ramban, that really Bizman Azet, Bizman Shmad, we should be doing all the Chumras. Including starting from the night before, correct. We should be doing all of them. It's a very important point, though. Say Mishabura kind of leaves out that point. But the Shlah, well, Shura leaves that out, which is strange. But the Shlah himself, that's what he's saying. He's saying you should start everything the night before. Because they have the Ramban. The Ramban says, Man Shmad, we should be doing the all our tiniest equivalently. So he says, therefore, a Baal Nefesh, it's not the halacha, but a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. And a Baal Nefesh should do that, and should. And you see that from the next line, where he says, B'Leil Tefila, Leil Prish Miyishter, right? Leil Tefila is when? Is the night before. Right? He wants you to. Clearly, he's referring to starting already the Inuyim from the night before. And he's saying that, Leil Tefila, don't be a Baal Nefesh, because you have a mitzvah, so do the mitzvah. But otherwise, he's trying to say, start the whole 9 yards, you know, with all the Inuyim. He's really, if you're a Baal Nefesh, you should start at the night before. That's what the Shlah says. I'm sorry? Persecution. Do we have as much? I don't know. Definitely did. Yeah, he was during Tafutat. Right. You can make that argument. Okay. Whatever was in the. Right. That's what it's based on. So this is, again, so now it's very important to differentiate between these are two different things.
Liberal persecution.
Huh? There's liberal persecution, right there. Yeah. So it's important to differentiate that we have two different things there, and they shouldn't be confused. This Baal Nefesh that the Shlah is talking about is a very, very big chumrah. And it's only for a Baal Nefesh, right? To treat every time it's like Tisha B'Av, to start the night before, to do all five Inuyim. That means, L'chaira, it should mean, if you do them like Tisha B'Av, that means you're only allowed to wash until your knuckles. Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, right? There shouldn't be a difference between these 10 days and Tisha B'Av, unless, I'm not 100% sure about, I haven't been able to clarify that point, which is, if Shavasa B'Tamuz had the halacha of Tisha B'Av, did it go as far as Tisha B'Av to Asir Chitza the knuckles, or even if it did have, even when originally, you know, they had Shavasa B'Tamuz like that, was it still only like the Tainus Tibur of Geshamim, which was Mutter B'Chitza Kalavot, and you were allowed to wash your hands with Tainus. It's not, I really haven't been able to figure it out. I'm trying very hard to clarify that, and I can't find any clarity. In Svara, it sounds like they're all the same. Now, there's Tisha B'Av and the other ones were all Nigzar in the same way. It's because of Abel, it's because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it's not because of Tzara. Whatever was Nigzar because of Tzara was, that's where, you know, they do, what do you call it, that's where it's not Isser Chamin. But the other ones were the same halacha Tisha B'Av, it was Chorban Abayis. So it's Abel, it should, I would think it should be also. I'm not 100% sure. But regardless, it's two different things. This is Baal Nefesh. What we saw in the Bach was a Minig. And the Minig was because they felt that the whole Ein Rebetzibur Chayon Lamvay doesn't apply. to washing yourself by day. Well, you know, the time that the zman that we asked ourselves to eat, we also included that we can't wash ourselves, and they held that with the minig. This is quoted by the Teres Zakenim as well. The minig of not washing yourself is quoted by the Teres Zakenim as well. So now we're going to go to Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to see that this is where it gets a little confusing, because the Mishnah Berurah didn't differentiate so clearly. So if you look in Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis, Matarim Berachitza, Sif Katan Vav. Matarim Berachitza, the Bishah Shiratzu Vikiblu Aleim Latzum Bukhala Arbatinis, when they were Makabal on themselves to fast, these four tinies, and now like Kiblu Aleim Shiyu Bukhaim Tinis Sibra Kitishabav, they weren't Makabal on themselves that it should have the full Chaimer of Tishabav. Because the majority of the tzibur won't be able to handle that. And a baal nefesh should be machmer on all of them like Tisha B'Av. That if it was leil tvila, he should be mekayim his ayna. You shouldn't not wear shoes because people laugh at you, and we don't want that. You look like a baal gaiva. V'chein emchal yud b'tevis be'erev Shabbos ein lahachmir v'rechitza b'cham emunei koyed ha-Shabbos. So there is a little problem, because he includes in the issue of Baal Nefesh that when a Sar B'Tavis falls out on an Erev Shabbos, don't be machmar on this Baal Nefesh and wash yourself in Cham in the Kavod Shabbos. Now, Erev Shabbos is by day. That L'Chaira, you have the Bach. That's not just a question of a Baal Nefesh. That's a real minig not to wash yourself. It was more than just a Baal Nefesh. But it seems like he's not passing like a Bach. It would seem like that. But we'll see. He's quoting the Bach. That's where it's a little problem. And we'll see in Sharatzin in a second. So he's in over here, when he talks about a Sar B'Tavis, it seems like he holds not like the Bach at all, and he's just addressing the Baal Nefesh issue, and he's saying, don't worry about the Baal Nefesh and Asar B'Tavis. And he doesn't deal with the fact that the Bach says that Asar B'Tavis, washing yourself by day, would be much more than just the Baal Nefesh. That would be everybody has to do. No one's allowed to wash yourself by day. It's a minute. Now, take a look over here in the Sharatzin. So Sharatzin Ois Zayin Ches. Take a look at Ches. Achroinim. V'ayin ba'ateres zahav, that's the ateres kainim, I'm sorry, side of Shulchan Aruch, shekasav, the achshav ein noyegin lirchoiz begimol tzaymoiz. This is a quote from the Bach. The ateres zikainim is basically quoting the Bach. The meaning is not to wash yourself on gimol tzaymoiz. V'kasav repri megadim dahayin nebuchamin, like Rabbeinu Yoyal, that's only with hot water, avu b'tzaynin yishlaim medishari begimol tzaymoiz, tzaynin, you're allowed to wash yourself on gimol tzaymoiz. Again, this is referring to the meaning. Likewise, you're allowed to wash your hands with hot water. That's also mutter. Again, this is referring to the minig. If you look at the Prima Gadim, it's very, very clear he's referring to the minig. How do I know? Because the Prima Gadim says, I'll prove to you that it's mutter, that this minig doesn't aser on Chivasa Batamas, because he says, look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, when is it that you have to stop washing yourself? In the 9 days. He should have said you should stop washing yourself on Shavasa B'Tamuz and the 9 days, right? The same Ramah that's discussing when these Chumras start. So Prim Gadim says, okay, so I see that there's no real Issur Rechitza on Shavasa B'Tamuz. Now, he clearly wasn't talking about Baal Nefesh, because the Ramah is not talking about a Baal Nefesh. The Ramah is talking about Me'ikar Adin, right? Ramah, you're not allowed to wash yourself on 9 days. It's not a Baal Nefesh thing. He's talking about this minig. It's very clear in the Prima Gadim. He's talking about this minig. The minig, not to wash yourself, which was an isser. The Bach says, no one's allowed to do it. No one's allowed to wash. He's saying it can only be Bechamin, it can't be Betainin. There's no isser Betainin. And you're allowed to wash Panaviyad Raga Bechamin as well. So, the Rishbur quotes it in Sharatzin. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Quotes it in Sharatzin. Does that mean he holds of it? No, normally he quotes something in Sharatzin. He doesn't quote it in Mishnah Berurah. I don't know what the rules are. Right? And there's no reason why he should pass it like the Bach. The Bach says that's the minig. No one outrightly disagrees with him. And the Teres Kanim quotes him. Prima Gadim works with him. So one would imagine that's the halacha. And he doesn't say not like that here. He doesn't say Abel Reiv Achroinim Leipal Klasukain. Right. So he holds like this Bach. But then again, when he in Mishnah Berurah, when he addresses the issue of taking a bath on Asar B'Teves, he only seems to be concerned about the Baal Nefesh issue, and he doesn't seem to be concerned about the Smitty. Now, could be he holds, he doesn't speak it out, but could be he holds Pasha that the same way that there is a mitzvah to wash yourself and therefore you shouldn't be a Baal Nefesh, he holds that the mitzvah of washing yourself for Shabbos overrides this minig as well. That could be what he holds. He doesn't speak it out, could be he holds like that. Well, yeah. Right. Right. Maybe he's saying Bechem because he's quoting a different person. It's not the same person who says Bach. Yeah, one's a Magen Avraham, one's a Bach. Okay. Yeah, it's Maduik, it's not Maduik, but either way, he could say that. He definitely could say that. He's just not getting into nitty gritty into Mishnah Berurah, it's in Sharatzin. He says, you'll figure it out there. Fine, that could be. Now, look at the next Sharatzin. Test. Nowadays, there could be gzeris from the goyim. Really, there's a real chiv on these three tzimis, like there is on Tisha B'Av. And the Gra also agrees to the Ramban. And the Al Yerabba says the name of the Shlod, that a Baal Nefesh also has to be masik mi b'yoyim. This is very strange. Right? Because in Mishnah Berurah, he's clearly telling you should do the if you're a Baal Nefesh, you should start doing these Inuyim at night. Because he tells you, you know, if you have a little tefillah, don't be machmer. So he's telling you to do these Inuyim by night. And the Sharatin says, oh, you know, the Shlah also said you should be mafsig mi by jayim. That's what he said in Mishnah Berurah. Now, this confusion leads people to think, many people who think like this, that there's some kind, even if you're eating at night, there's still a chumrah not to take a shower the night before the times. Baal Nefesh shouldn't take a because it's true, a Baal Nefesh should be mafsik mi b'yoyim, but there's no pshat to do one without the other. If you're eating and you're not taking a shower, that doesn't make sense, right? But they do it because they look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah just addresses Tasha Shamita, and he addresses washing yourself. And in Sharatin, it says, you should know the Shlah says there's a thing, you should also start fasting with Bajab. So they say, okay, it looks like there's a vart that a Baal Nefesh shouldn't take a shower the night before times. Now, this can be very, very uncomfortable. Befrat, when there's a 3-day Rosh Hashanah, and then Tzem Gedalia is Sunday, and if you can't take a shower, that's very painful. Very painful, very uncomfortable. And the same thing goes with Aina. You know, there's a 3-day Rosh Hashanah, and there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to be Mishamish, and then it's 4 days, and then there's Tainus. You know, it could be like a whole week. So it's a very uncomfortable thing, and it would seem that, you know, truly, if you are a Baal Nefesh, you should. But a Baal Nefesh is only if you're a Baal Nefesh, and a Baal Nefesh is not 50% Baal Nefesh, because it doesn't, you look in the Shlav, this is an important thing. I didn't print out the Shlav, you look in the Lashon HaShlav. Lashon HaShlav works mamash the other way around. He says that a Baal Nefesh should be mafsik from eating me by them. That's what a Baal Nefesh should do. He says, also, if you want, you could do the other five you do. That's the tough one. The main Baal Nefesh is to start the Tainus with Bajem. That's the main Baal Nefesh, because the Tainus is really the Achil and Shtiyah. Real Tainus is Achil and Shtiyah. You don't break your fast if you wash yourself. You break your fast if you eat. Achil and Shtiyah is the main fast. That's main fasting. So he says, the Baal Nefesh should really start with Bajem. And once you're doing it, he says, do everything. Do the five Bajem well. You read his Lashon.
That you mean even if it's like a yontif beforehand or like a
meaning? What's before? What's a yontif before? Where do you have a yontif before a tainus?
Never have that.
Or we know when they all fall out, right? Closest is Tzem Gedalia.
Or Shabbos before, you can never have that.
Shabbos before, but not the night before. It's gonna be Matzah Shabbos, so it's Nidcha. That's what happened, right? Falls out on Shabbos, it's Nidcha.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if you have to start by sunset, so that means you can't have
Av Malka. That's
well,
it.
I guess, yeah.
You can otherwise take it like Tisha B'Av, like we'll be doing this year in Tisha B'Av. Let me just read you the Lashon here. Mevur midibre is quoting the Shlah here. Mevur midibre apardish and is chaber b'shem Rashi zal. Shall Cain eze yachid shemargish ba'atzma sheyuchol lamed b'zev. If any yachid feels that he can do it, toivlei b'chol adal tzaymes sheyachmer atzma lifseik pa achila b'boydei. he should be mafsik from achil mibayjaim. Ad kan, v'nira be'enai, the davka ba'achil v'shtiyah lehafsik mibayjaim yachmir. It's specifically in achil and shtiyah, the shlo talking, you should be mafsik mibayjaim. Kedei she'yah tainas shalom, she should have a full tainas, yom v'leiloi. The other four inuim, you don't really have to be machmir. If you want to do the other four inuim, and by yourself, privately, so very clearly, the Shla is saying the main bal nefesh is to start the night before. If you want to do the other ones, the shtickle bal gaiva, make sure you do it in private, no one else sees, you can add those as well. But the main thing is that you should have a full tainus. And you look at Mishnah Berurah, very, very misleading. I found it very misleading. I don't have a good answer for that, why it's so misleading. But Al-Kabanim, the fact is, he's quoting a Shla, as Mishla says. And this is the whole source that you saw in the Magen Ram. This is the whole source of the Baal Nefesh concept. So Asha Al-Kain, if a person wants to be a Baal Nefesh, Tabe El-Bracha, but that means you have to start fasting the night before. If you're not starting to fast the night before, then you don't really have any of this inyan to do anything else. However, washing yourself on the day of the tainus, that according to the Bach and the Terezikainim and the Prima Gadim, that's its own special minig, not to wash yourself on the day of the tainus, because that much people were able to be mekabel on themselves, that we don't say that in a tibur yochel lamed ba, and that does apply, and therefore that's that much you should. Well, it seems like I'm saying it, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, Bach says it, Terezikainim says it, and no one, he doesn't bring any chaylik, so. Well, people don't know about it. No one ever heard of it. People don't know the simon. Really, people don't know. So I don't know what to say. I quote it. You know, that's what it says. It is what it is. Not such a big deal not to take, not to wash yourself on the day of the time.
It would be
chamin. No, tzaynin would be mutter. That the Prima Gadim said. That's only nisr and chamin, not tzaynin. So that would just be a nisr of chamin. You'd be able to tzaynin if you want. So technically, you could go swimming on the day of Tainus. No, I'm saying that wouldn't be awesome. Not, I don't know if it's appropriate, but it's not. As far as halacha goes, there's no answer to do that. Okay.
I guess my question was like on Shabbos. So if most people eat shalosh shudas past Shkia.
Correct.
So would you be allowed to do that if you're a bal nefesh?
No. You would stop. Right. 100%. Like you do on Tisha B'Av. Like you do on Tisha B'Av. Who's right to be bal nefesh? That's another thing. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's partially why no one is a Baal Nefesh nowadays. Because it's too hard. No one really is a Baal Nefesh. There's no one does. I don't know of anybody.